Chunky peanut butter, baby.
Disgusting. So we're going to be giving out 3, 6, 9. We're going to be giving out 12 awards today. What is that, though? What is that? Oh. I'm ready to shut down the podcast and restart. Like, what is this joke? For those of you listening, he's standing up and... I don't even want to say. I want to spare you the image in your mind. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Burverwatch Podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I'm joined by Calder Amos.
Welcome, children of justice.
Children of the light is apparently
what you said. Oh, my turn. It's my turn.
No, because I haven't finished the intro. I haven't finished the intro, though. Calder, how are you? Oh, okay, drinking. Oh, I hate that sound. I apologize to everyone around the world who heard that. For those of you who don't know, the Roverwatch podcast is a podcast where two gigantic specimens talk about the Overwatch League.
We're talking about where the children of justice.
Now, lately we've been doing a thing where we start every podcast by reciting Washington's prayer, so we're going to do so now. O Wizard Young, who art in Washington, to justice be thy name. Thy coaching come, thy games be won, on stage as they are in scrims. Give us this stage our single win, and forgive us our choking, as we forgive those who choke against us. And lead us not into throwing, but deliver us from Papegeteer. For thine is the standings, the map record, and the glory. Until next season. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so today, the only thing that's really is to talk about is the All-Star Weekend, but I already talked about that a bunch with the other podcasters on the Podcasters Roundtable, so I've said pretty much everything that there is to say about it, and Calder doesn't really have much to say about it other than...
It was fun.
There you go.
So, I liked watching it. It went too late, though. That one day is so long.
Yeah, I'm willing to forgive timing things like that because they're trying to broadcast to like 79 different time zones.
Yeah, but it went so long,
though. Yeah. Anyway, so there's a lot to say about the All-Star game, but it's all been said already. So today we are going to be giving out the
mid-season superlatives.
I feel like
or awards.
I'll do it in post. I was going to say I feel like there should be some sort of like ceremonial looking thing. Maybe I'll put some ceremonial music in the background or something, but I did not think about that beforehand, so I'm going to do that in post. I don't know. Anyway, so today we're going to be giving out 12 awards, six to teams and six to players. The awards we'll be giving out are best team, worst team, most underrated team, most overrated team, most improved team, and most disappointing team. And then for players, it will be best DPS, best support, best tank, most improved player, rookie of the year, and MVP.
And the role categories are based off their categorization on the website. So like Sinatra, though he plays Zarya, which is a tank, he's a DPS because that's his specified role.
Yeah. Well, now we know who you gave best DPS.
Well, I just said a name, so.
Good point. So let's start with best team. And I think we both have the same one down, if I had to guess. I put down the Washington Justice. No, I'm joking. No, I put down the San Francisco Shock.
Yeah. I love how crunchy peanut butter is going crazy in this belly boy. Belly boys.
Crunchy peanut butter is better than smooth, unless you're making a sandwich with other contents on it. But if it's just peanut butter by itself... That? Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly. Sandwiches.
My grandpa used to eat peanut butter and cheese sandwiches.
That's disgusting.
Then he had to get a double bypass.
The reason I think San Francisco Shock are the best team is because they seem to be the cleanest team there is.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. They beat the Vancouver Titans. Yes, the Vancouver Titans also beat them. But the Shock have done nothing but get better this season.
Yeah. And I think eventually, like, I could see them winning the whole league this year. Just because they've gotten better since stage one, and they were already one of the best teams in stage one. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll see how it goes. And their next stage is fairly easy, too. So,
basically, we talked about it a bit on the Podcasters Roundtable, which we also uploaded on our channel. I didn't tell you about that, but I did that.
It's fine. I don't really care.
but I we talked about it a bit, how the 2-2-2 lock most likely isn't coming this season. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I mean, they'd still be fine, I think, top of the league, even if it was implemented. But since it's not, Shock are basically guaranteed top of the league till the end of the season.
Yeah.
Best team,
San Francisco Shock. Slasher's a liar.
Can we give a round of applause for San Francisco Shock for winning this award?
We will have, if they want it, we can make trophies and shit for them.
Yeah, sure. Now it's on to the worst team. If I had to guess, I'd actually know. I know what you're doing.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just say it. Don't.
Florida.
Oh, I said Florida as well. I thought you were going to say Houston.
Trash. Florida's absolutely trash.
I thought you were going to say Houston, and I've debated saying Houston, but I don't think the team is the worst. I think. Nah. What I mean is I don't think the players are the worst.
Here's the thing. Houston went like 0-7 or whatever, right?
Only won 4 maps.
Florida is still worse.
Yep, somehow.
Florida's organization is actually even worse than Houston's, too, in my opinion. So, I don't know. Florida's just dog shit. They've been dog shit for like 2 years.
And they seem to have thought, oh, I know how we can make our team better. We'll just go full Korean. Nah. Not any better. Yeah, worse, some would argue. I don't think they're worse. I do think they've gotten ever so slightly better. Just because there's a communication thing there, at least.
They signed someone. Hagupon's getting dropped. I don't know.
Apparently, yeah.
Like, they're just trash.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's not like the players are fine. They're not the best players in the league, but like, I don't know. The whole team's just a fucking mess, and they're the worst team in the league by far, even though they may have a better record than other teams.
Well, so far we're 2-for-2 with agreeing with each other. I doubt that'll last long, but let's give a round of applause for Florida Mayhem for being the worst
team. I don't want to clap for them. We can give them this award. I will send this award to Misfits, whatever. Their headquarters.
Now on to the most underrated team. I bet we disagree on this. Or don't have the same one. We probably agree with each other on our picks, but probably have different teams. What is your pick for most underrated team?
Toronto.
What's yours? Why is that?
I think they've kind of fallen off in stage two. Because they're... I don't know what they're really trying to do. Like, they had one of the best Zarya's in the league in Ivy, and then they took him off Zarya. So they've got some things to figure out, but if they figure out their lineups and their starters, I think they could probably be one of the top 6 teams. Because they were very good in stage one. But what the fuck are you doing right now?
I was wiping my nose.
You look like a little troll over off to the side of the screen.
I look like a troll anyway. Yeah, I do think that people got a little too high on Toronto in stage one, but then were very quick to dump hard on them in stage two. Mm-hmm. And I think they're kind of in between those two states.
Like, they were the third place team in stage one, and they had arguably the rookie of the year in stage one in Ivy. So they've just, and then they bring in IM37, which has kind of messed up their lineups, and I don't know. They can figure this out. And
yeah, they've just got some stuff to figure out. They're still a decent team. They just have some stuff to figure out. For most underrated team, I put the Atlanta Reign because I think there was a stat that somebody put a graph of on the subreddit that I think was, it was a graph of the season based on map wins, like how many map wins they get. And it went Titans Shock, then a little bit more below it, New York, and then huge gap, and then just like a bunch. But Atlanta was at the top of that bunch. It was Atlanta and London were tied for like the top of that bunch. So I think you could argue that the team's not as good as they were in stage one because of the loss of DeFran plus some weird roster switching around. But I think...
And then Daco, or not Daco. What?
Yeah, Daco.
Missing for half, three quarters of the stage.
But I'd argue the reason they had an iffy stage is because of that. They had one player who was out for reasons that are rumored, but no one's really confirmed. Basically, Daco was like, I don't know.
Give me a better support.
Yeah. But things look to be much better now. Dogman's also been doing a lot better, so that probably helps. And bringing Baby Bay into a brand new team, having to work with that immediately, I think they're going to look a lot better in Stage 3. I think people dumped on them pretty hard because they looked really bad in their first couple games of Stage 2, but they basically had to figure out all new synergy. Mm-hmm. But they're still... I think they are top 10 teams still.
Yeah.
I think they're in the top half of the league still.
I was going to pick Atlanta, then I didn't, because I figured you would.
Mm.
So
Should we try and come up with a consensus for each of these so that we can have the official Broverwatch this award?
Yeah. So either Atlanta or Toronto?
Yeah. Because we both agreed with best and worst.
Yeah.
We can come back to it at the end if you want. Or we can just award them both.
Let's just do it right now.
Okay.
They're sitting at pretty much the exact same season standings. Toronto's a -2 map differential. Atlanta's +3. Yeah. I just think that no one thinks about Atlanta. Not Atlanta. No one thinks about Toronto. Because on... competitive Overwatch, like,
I think that's just a fan base thing.
Yeah. So I don't think people realize that the team's actually good. They just have a couple problems to fix and like some.
I mean, if we look at stage one, Toronto was tied for third,
mm-hmm.
and then in stage two, they dropped to 15th.
Yeah.
In stage one, Atlanta was fifth. Technically fourth because the three were tied, and then they dropped to 11th. So they've had somewhat similar droppings.
Toronto's was much more drastic.
Yeah.
I'll agree with Atlanta if you're like really.
I just feel like Atlanta's more underrated because even after two New York Excelsior wins, like winning against them twice, people are still like, yeah, but they're kind of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They just think it's like, oh, they're just New York's weakness. They're not actually good.
Okay, let's give it to Atlanta then.
Okay. So congratulations to Atlanta for getting the Broverwatch Podcast Most Underrated Team Award. Now, I have a feeling I'm going to be upset with you on this one.
No, I don't think so.
Most overrated team. What's your most overrated team?
London.
Hmm.
Absolute trash. Well, they're not absolute trash. I just don't, like, their last stage was very easy, actually. We looked at this before. I keep saying that, but we did. And they're going to always have this like air that they're the best team in the league just because they won the first championship.
They'll always be in the conversation even if they're like 10th.
Yeah. But if you look at their schedule, like Florida, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, Paris, Chengdu, Houston. Like, who's the most difficult team there? Atlanta, Philly, maybe Boston. This was a very easy stage for them. They got absolutely wiped in the stage playoffs by a team that was seeded below them.
Yeah.
So I don't think London's as good as their record says. And I don't think their fan base realizes that they're not as good as their record says, because the London fan base seems to be fairly diehard.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I agree with you that...
I don't think their players are overrated, by the way. I just think like they're not good at this meta.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that at their peak in the right meta, they're one of the best teams in the world. But right now, the only thing that I would argue is that they're not... Because I have London as one of these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, it's most disappointing team.
Hmm.
I was going to put them as most overrated, but then I thought about it and I'm like, no one's really saying that they're the best anymore, or no one's really saying that they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
People are honestly saying that they're disappointing because yeah. They should be doing better.
Yeah.
But I do get, especially with the fan base thing, that there's some people who still think they're...
If you went on like London Spitfire and you're like, what's wrong? r/London Spitfire or something. You're like, why is this team playing so bad? They'd be like, they'd just be excuses and shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
That is, I don't know.
So
London's not as good as people think.
For most overrated team, I put the Los Angeles Gladiators.
Hmm.
I think that people put them as almost the same level as New York, where I don't think they are close.
Yeah.
People are saying that Gladiators are honestly close to overtaking New York in like the best teams.
I don't think so.
But I don't think they are. I think that having Decay brought them up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a team. Their goats isn't great.
Yeah.
It's better than a bunch of teams, but they seem like a team that should be trying to go more the Chengdu route, where they're trying new things instead of trying something that they know they're not the greatest at.
Do you want to know who their toughest opponent was in this last stage where they went 6-1?
What?
Seoul.
Yeah.
Or Shanghai. You could say Shanghai too.
I'd honestly say Shanghai probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've had it pretty easy and people are taking that. Like, what happened when they faced off against New York? I know they lost. But how
bad? Have they played New York yet?
Yeah, they played them in the stage playoffs. Yeah, it was a 3-0. Gladiators just got pounded.
So there's like a lot of teams that finished well in this stage, and you can kind of include Shock in this even though they overperformed. But like Gladiators, Spitfire, maybe even Dallas to an extent, they aren't as good as the stage record says, because some teams just had easier stages than others. And now, that's just going to happen.
Now I'm looking at this now. For the league standings, both of the teams we just said for, what was it, most disappointing or most overrated, they are in the 4th and 5th spot.
But they both went 6-1.
That's true.
So
with an easy stage.
And we both agreed they had easy stages, so it's not super impressive. I don't know. A one stage and they could drop right back out.
So this will be tough to agree on because
they're pretty much the exact same.
Yeah. They're literally beside each other in both league and stage standings.
I think London would edge it out for me just because of the whole air of the championship thing.
Yeah. I feel like we shouldn't decide on who gets this before we talk about most disappointing team.
Okay.
Because
we can come back to it. We'll put a little pin in it.
Put a little pin in it. So now let's do most improved team. Mm-hmm. I feel like, because I put two answers, I feel like one of these is your answer, and then that one will just win.
Okay.
Oh, wait, never mind. Mine's not Shock. I forgot that you were probably going to put Shock. I did not put Shock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, and here's why. You're saying that they are by far the most improved because they were one of the worst teams last season, and now they are widely considered the best team.
Yeah.
I didn't put shock because I personally was saying, as far as this season goes, so we'll have to have quite a debate about this one.
If I was gonna pick a team for this season only, I probably would pick, this is gonna sound dumb, but Washington.
That was one of the ones I put.
Yeah, just because they, like, the team as a whole is the most improved team overall. They've gotten so many good players. Their record hasn't changed a lot.
And they've got a somewhat easy stage coming up.
The actual team has improved so much from what it once was. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I put Washington Justice just because they started as basically the unanimous worst team. And now they are above at least two, maybe three other teams. Florida, Houston, and maybe Paris.
Yeah.
They were, I'd say they were on the same level as the Valiant for a little bit, but coincidentally, Valiant are my other team that I chose for most improved because they've gotten significantly better.
Yeah, they were absolute trash. And then they made that trade, too, at the end of...
Huge trade.
Yeah.
They traded Fate and got three players. They got Fact Fiction, yeah. Smex, McGravy. And McGravy.
So, we'll see how that does, but...
Or wait, I think did Washington... they get Smex or Shax? They got Shax.
I think Washington, we can agree, is the our most improved, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sure. Most improved. Congratulations, Washington Justice.
Would you pick...
Keep saying the prayer so that they improve even more.
That's so true. And if they don't improve, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Would you pick shock if it was from, like, season to season improvement? Okay.
Absolutely. But... I just really want a quick say about the Valiant. Even though I think Washington Justice is most improved so far, I think by the end of the season, Valiant, from what I've seen, will be the most improved if the trades work out.
Yeah, that's a big if, too.
Yeah. All right, now on to most disappointing team. I already said I put the London Spitfire, which will add some discussion to who is most overrated as well. Who did you put for most disappointing?
So I saw this as, like, projected high and then fell low. So I put Seoul.
Oh, yeah.
They've been playing well recently, but, like, the lineup that we were promised at the start of the season has been very disappointing.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think that Seoul is probably the most disappointing team. Not the fact, because they're playing well, like, they're 500, they're 7-7, positive map differential. But we were promised like a Fleta, Fissure, Ryu Jihong triple threat starting lineup, and that was extremely disappointing.
Here's what I'd say. I agree that I don't think the team is disappointing, but I think the roster we were promised is disappointing. I agree with that.
Yeah, like the Seoul from the start of the season, that we were like, oh, this is going to have Fleta, Fissure, Ryu Jihong, bunch of other players. Going to be a great team. That's a disappointing team. So.
Yeah, it was kind of, we were kind of banking on all these all-star, high-tier, popular level players. And then.
Popular level.
I don't know. And then they're barely playing, and they brought in a bunch of people that not a bunch of people really know about, and they're. They're improving, like, they're playing well, but it's not what people thought. So, I guess, yeah, it's disappointing in a different way.
Yeah.
I
find it hard to, I'd find it hard to say London was disappointing just because of how high they are in the standings. Even though that's sort of inflated, like, they're still doing well, like, they're the top.
I mean, to use your argument, it's because they went 6-1 in stage two with an easy stage.
Yeah, but I just, like, if I was a fan of them, I'd find it hard to be disappointed in that team.
Yeah,
but it's pretty easy to be disappointed in Seoul, because it's like you look at the team at the start of the season, you're like, that's one of the best teams.
I guess yeah, because they're 7-7, you'd expect them to be doing better.
Mm-hmm. So that's my argument for Seoul.
Hmm. How about this? Since we both agree that London's not do like their standings aren't horrible, what if? Because I said most overrated gladiators, and you said London, and then most disappointing, I said London, you said Seoul.
Yeah.
What if we just took London out and we took my most overrated gladiators, your most disappointing Seoul?
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
All right. So,
and that concludes our team awards, boys.
Congratulations to Los Angeles Gladiators for being the most overrated team in the league, and congratulations to Seoul Dynasty for being the most disappointing team in the league. Well done. Seoul Dynasty.
Now on to players.
So, now this is where we attack you specifically.
Yeah, personally, I'm going to be talking mostly about how the players look.
Yeah.
So their physical attributes, who is the ugliest.
Now I will say, even though this wasn't a requirement, each of these six awards, I have a different player. And I did this just because I feel like if I didn't give that rule to myself, it would have been the same three players getting all six awards.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't do that. And I don't want to come up with new players now.
That's fine.
So, it might be fairly transparent, my list, but
I don't know. Can I guess?
My first one, yeah.
No, can I guess just your whole list? Are at least five out of six of them Shock players?
No.
Okay, well, you surprised me. Three, two, three. Well, so first, best DPS. Can I guess this one? Sinatra? Okay. I don't disagree with you.
So Sinatra's yours too?
No, mine I put down Jinmu. And here's the reason I put down Jinmu. Because he's actually playing a DPS character. He's actually playing DPS characters. Now, obviously, we could argue about this, but like Sinatra is the best player
that
who is labeled as a damage player. But I would argue that Jinmu is the best damage player because he's actually playing damage and he's doing it well.
Okay, I agree with you.
On you Jinmu? Can
give it to Jinmu. Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations, Jinmu. Best support. What did you put?
Who do you think I have?
Violet. Interesting. Jonak?
I don't think he's quite there yet. No.
Okay. All right. Who'd you put?
Twilight.
I also put Twilight.
Whoa. So it looks like we agree. I don't know.
Yeah. I think Twilight like was.
What is it?
I think Twilight. I saw a graph today that said that Violet does the most healing out of all supports.
I saw that today.
But
well, actually, Rip is above him, but he's only played 5 minutes.
Yeah, and also, I just want to give a quick shout out because I didn't put him in any of these categories. But Rascal.
Yeah, he's an insane Brigitte.
I didn't put him as most improved player, but he was my second choice for most improved player, just because Rascal is killing it. The fact that he's third most healing as a Brig player and Batiste, but
yeah,
it's crazy.
He's been playing crazy.
But yeah, for best support, I put Twilight as well because he is. People are arguing that he's better than Jonak, and I think he might be. Just because he's a perfect mix between healing and damage.
Yeah, I couldn't put Jonak here because of just how New York's been playing. Like, the best support kind of has to be on the best team.
Yeah.
Unless, like, I don't think I could see an exception to that.
I could see an exception. I just don't think there is one right now. No. Like, and the main thing that also made me not choose Jonak is when New York does bad, Jonak seems to be one of the main reasons. Like, in the Atlanta games, he played bad.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think Twilight's it for now. I think it could change.
I think Violet's on the up.
Violet and, Jonak. I think those three could fight it out, and we'll see who ends up being the best support.
Well, congratulations to Twilight on getting the unanimous best support. All right, so best tank.
This one was kind of hard for me.
For me, I thought it was hard, and then when I remembered this player, it was easy.
So I put Bumper.
Interesting.
Who'd you put?
I put Mono.
Mono. Okay.
Because for me, like I was saying...
Actually, I'd probably go towards your...
Towards Mono? Yeah. My reasoning is, just like how with Jonak, I said when New York is losing, a lot of the time it's because of Jonak. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite for Mono. Even when New York's losing, Mono is doing everything he possibly can to make them not lose.
Yeah.
You could argue Bumper and Super are better Reinhardts than Mono, and you could argue that like maybe Fissure and maybe OGE are better Winstons or something, but Mono is overall, I think, the best. Because he can play all of them. Like, I'd argue he's probably like second or third at every tank, basically. Like, there's some people who are better at him, but he's average the best, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked Bumper mostly just because, I don't know, Vancouver's so good. I don't think he played great in the Stage 2 finals, but for most of the season, he's been playing really well.
I almost put Bumper, and the only reason I didn't was because I thought if he was on any other team, he would be like... Like, he'd still be a good tank, but he would be nowhere near the best tank.
Yeah. So, I can agree with Mono.
Okay. Congratulations, Mono. You're the best tank in the world, according to the Broverwatch podcast. Now, here's where we get to the nitty-gritty yummy, yummy jummies, you know what I mean?
So, I have a question about this.
Mm.
Was yours from last season, or was it this season for most improved?
For me... It's the same answer either way.
Okay. I think for me it might... I don't know. I'd have to think about it. But I did mine from last season.
I did mine... I didn't even think about it because for me, like I said, it was both.
So I put Super.
I also put Super.
Yeah. Because he was kind of a feeder last year, not going
to
lie.
Yeah. Last year, he made it to the overall Team USA roster, but then he was cut... for Mooma, which at the time I think was the right decision.
If they do that this year, that's insane.
Yeah, but this year I think it's beyond a reasonable doubt. Or
without a reasonable doubt.
I don't know what the phrase is.
I don't know. It doesn't really
basically
matter.
It's a unanimous, I think it's unanimous that Super is the best North American main tank.
Well, XQC, but yeah.
Good point. Someone was talking about it on the subreddit when they were talking about Canadian roster this year, and it's like, it's so weird that XQC is still easily the best Canadian main tank.
Yeah, I can't even think of anyone else. Like, Chain? I've heard his name before, but I wouldn't...
But it, like, it's weird how XQC has, like... Like, he still plays Overwatch, but, like, it's not his main game to stream anymore. He doesn't compete anymore. He's always dicking around with Soda Poppin' and stuff.
Guy.
Yeah. But he's still so good.
Yeah.
It's weird. Anyway, so back to Super. If we're going by last season, it's easily Super.
Yeah.
Because he was... No one talked about him at all last season.
I think this season, we might... I might say Corey... If it's like specifically these last two stages, who's gotten?
I think Corey's just
he stands out to me.
I guess he's gotten a bit better at Zarya specifically, but I think or not Zarya specifically. What was I thinking of? I don't know. He's gotten better in general, but I'd argue Corey was good from the start. It's just he was on a bad. He's just on a bad team.
Yeah.
So now he has better teammates, so he's performing better.
Yeah, but even like I don't know who else I would give it to.
No. I guess the only other person maybe for most improved is OGE.
Yeah, but even then, he was kind of the whole team in Dallas when he joined, so...
Yeah. But yeah, I think unanimous. It's super just because yeah. If you're going by last season, it's easily super because he was barely yeah. thought about last season, and now he's like basically the undisputed best Reinhardt in the league. And then yeah. if you're going just by this season, they specifically had a stat in the first couple weeks where they labeled it super bad because he was the last in every Reinhardt category.
Yeah.
And then
but that like they had a stretch of games there where their opponents were just absolutely insane.
And they just weren't fully put together yet. They didn't have Violet. They were still trying to figure out who was going to fit best into each role. So they were playing Smurf. They were playing who were they playing instead of? I think they were playing Striker instead of Rascal.
Yeah, they were just trying to figure everything out.
So, yeah, Super is great. Also, most improved personality wise, because last yeah. season it was just like, who's this child? This season it's just, like,
he sounds like a little girl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So yeah, congratulations, Super. Easily the most improved. All right, so next category is Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. So you said you didn't have any repeats on this list.
That's correct.
I did. One of them is, well, Twilight is my Rookie of the Year.
Twilight is?
Yeah, because he came in first year in the league, best support in the league. Sinatra's not a rookie, and I don't think anyone, like Mono's not a rookie, so we can't really have him there. Yeah, so I think it's Twilight.
I put Violet.
Yeah.
Which you kind of brought up that Twilight is the best support. So now I'm like, would you give Rookie of the Year to someone who's not the best in their role? Probably not. The reason I put Violet is because not only is he new this season, but he just became old enough to play this season. So he's really a rookie. Whereas like Twilight's been playing for a while.
So it just kind of depends on how they classify it.
Yeah.
Because if it's just new to the league, then it's probably going to be Twilight.
The reason I put Violet is because, like you and I were talking about just a bit earlier, is it's a battle between Twilight, Jonak, and Violet for who's best support. The fact that a guy who didn't play a couple games at the beginning because he was too young is in contention for best support in the league, to me, that makes him Rookie of the Year.
So we're just, like, I think we agree with each other. It's just, like,
different classifications.
Yeah, and we, you know, we probably should have talked about this before.
Well.
But we can, I'll go with Violet, just so that we have some diversity.
Sure.
Because I'm not opposed to it, and honestly, Violet could be the Rookie of the Year by the time the season's over.
Yeah.
So.
And this way we have no repeats.
Yeah.
Because I think we both agree on MVP. Anyway, congratulations to Violet, Rookie of the Year. I think we both agree on MVP.
Yeah.
Sinatra?
Yeah,
Sinatra. Sinatra is... How is he that good?
I don't know. And he's not even... Well, actually, he is really known for Zarya, but...
He wasn't really before this season, though.
Yeah, that's the kind of the crazy thing. Everyone was like, oh, look at his tracer. He's so good.
Because I remember even you and I were talking about... We were talking about how... We were like, Sinatra's not going to get any play time. He's going to be riding the bench because they have Striker now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sinatra benched that boy, and Sinatra is the best in the league.
Yeah, it's insane. And he does, what was it, the most damage out of anyone in the league. And I think it's a pretty wide gap. I didn't check the stat before.
He's pretty close to Somensu.
Somensu
is the only person who's really close to him, I think.
He's 1,000 above Somensu.
Wow.
He's 1,300 and Somensu's 1,200.
But
now he's got 0.13 less eliminations and 0.01 more deaths than Somensu for 10 minutes.
I think that averages out to Sinatra.
But here's the thing, he also does more healing per 10 minutes.
Yeah.
At 116 to 30. So okay. I think it's a clear win.
But yeah, Sinatra, not only is he the best player in the league,
mm-hmm.
and someone who people thought was going to ride the bench, but then he's playing like crazy. Mm-hmm. But when he was put into the league last season, everyone was like, look at this guy. He's just a solo queuer. He doesn't know how to work with a team. He just likes to teabag people and solo carry, and that doesn't work in the Overwatch League. And this season, he is the ultimate team player.
Yeah.
Because he's somehow, his bubbles are on point. His grabs are on point. He has to play around his team. Well, yeah.
You know, he'll shoot it in the back of the cart every once in a while.
Once in a while. But, you know. Hey, but everybody does that.
It's so he can build another one in the next fight. This is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, yeah, that's the other thing. He builds graphs faster than anyone who's ever lived. So yeah.
He built two in one fight against the Vancouver Justice. It's not like they're playing
Vancouver Justice.
It might as well be called that because Justice is so good. Right?
Justice is the best team in the league. You know what? Scratch all of these awards we gave. They all go to Justice. Best support
even the
sleeper.
Player. Oh.
That's the only one that's not. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Well, MVP, I think, is absolutely unanimously Sinatra for us. Yeah. Congratulations to Sinatra.
And remember, if you want the awards in physical form...
We can't afford it, unfortunately. We can't afford it, unfortunately. Unfortunately, we can't afford it.
Well,
send you a nice message.
But here's the thing, Adam. You're working. You bought a lightsaber. Refund the lightsaber. Put that money into the awards. So we get some...
Here's the thing. One, you're working. And two, you have a lightsaber.
So you here's the thing. You can get a trophy. Refund the money for the lightsaber... Don't need that anymore. Okay? Not Jedi. Don't
Wait,
know
did
mind
you just
control.
Say we funded the money for the lightsaber?
No, refund.
Oh.
Not nah. Jedi. Don't got mind control.
No, I do. See, watch this. You will shut up so that I can outro the podcast now. Whoa, nice.
Not Jedi.
Oh, dang it. I was so close.
That's what you call pod racing.
No, this is pod racing.
Anyway, I gotta go.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. Congratulations to all of our winners. Let's just go through them one more time. Best team, San Francisco Shock. Worst team, Florida Mayhem. Most underrated team, Atlanta Reign. Most overrated team, Los Angeles Gladiators. Most improved team, Washington Justice. And most disappointing team, Seoul Dynasty. Now... For the individuals, best DPS, Jinmu, best support, Twilight, best tank, Mono, most improved player, Super, rookie of the year, Violet, and MVP, Sinatra. Congratulations to all of our winners. I think that's a pretty good list.
Ah, that's hot.
Ah, ha, ha. Ah.
Ah.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Broverwatch. Follow me on Twitter at I'm a Dumb Cook and Calder on Twitter at Calder underscore.
Did you watch 100. The Danny DeVito Dumbo?
No.
Did
you?
No. Rip.
Have you seen... You saw Shazam already, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen Detective Pikachu yet? Do you still want to at all?
Yeah.
Cool, let's figure that out.
This weekend. Maybe next weekend.
Maybe, well. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. We'll catch you next time. Since there's not games for the next, like, 2 or 3 weeks, we'll probably be doing more things like this episode where we have a special thing planned for the next 2 episodes, so look forward to that. Let us know if you have any ideas for episodes that we could do, any cool topics or things we could talk about.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So let us know in the comments or on Twitter.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. All right, bye, everybody. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, with the heart, too. Just like I do it. Nice mustache. Holy shit. That's so sweet.